Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk. Stand back, y'all. Bible study at its best. We thank all of you, those of you that join by way of the web, those of you that come in into the lobby, those of you that view it on the live stream on Facebook or wherever you might see it. I only stream to Facebook. I don't stream to YouTube. But I want you all y'all to know that me and my buddy from South Carolina, Brother Greg Dawkins, Dawkins Ministry, the Evangelistic Ministry, we do stream live to Facebook as well as YouTube. Wanted y'all to know that because that is part of our business too. Matter of fact, me and him, we have another gospel explosion on tomorrow at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. So those of you, y'all, we're giving you the script like it is. It's the same format that I do with mine. Y'all know I come straight from the Bible, and this brother of mine is the same way. Nothing but Bible. We don't be up there telling you what we think. We give it to you from the scripture, line by line, precept upon precept. That's the only way to study the Bible. And if you don't do it that way, you're missing it. And as I was saying, I was saying a few things before at the opening of the broadcast, before I said my prayer, I will, like I said, I don't have anybody in the lobby. I used to have people that would come in into the lobby, so I would let them, you know, do a prayer. But like I said, this here is my ship, and when I'm the captain, so I will sail it. But I told y'all that I don't force things anymore. You cannot force people to do stuff that they don't want to do. You should not want to do anything. Y'all listen to me, man, please. And I hope that somebody, even those that might come after this broadcast and see this video later, let Mitty Man tell you something. If you got to force people to do something, you shouldn't want it. You shouldn't want it. Let people got free will. You cannot make them do anything. You cannot coerce them to do anything. Let people need to want to do it. If they want to do it, you'll get a better result. You get a better result. And tonight, I'm going to try my best. With every little breath that I still got left, I'm going to try to show this on tonight's broadcast that whosoever might not be here, because I'm quite sure, I don't worry about who don't come anymore. I've been stopped worrying about that. But I'm just saying to those of you that it will help you, I'm going to give it to you like it is. I'm going to put these readers on, and I'm going to let the computer help me with this Bible study tonight on reading the scripture. People don't believe what I'm trying to tell them. People think that it's a joke, but I've been telling people this here for years. And it's in the book, but people, for some reason or another, they want to look at all them other things that's in the book, but they don't look at this as being one of the top ones. But God's word, God means all of his word, not just some of it. He meant everything he said. And this is how come I'm trying to get people to understand this one principle. And I'm going to try to show it tonight in these few minutes that I got. And y'all, please listen to the scripture when I put it up on the screen and it be reading. Please listen. Don't just be sitting there at your computer not paying attention. That ain't going to help you at all. Listen to the scripture. And then what I got to say behind that scripture makes sense to you. But if you ain't going to listen, ain't no sense. I don't know why you come if you ain't going to listen. That's what I'm saying to the people that will come later. But I want everybody to just bow your heads in a moment of prayer with me as we go into the night study, a special study. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord God, for life, thanking you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for it as it is, Father God, Master, Creator of the universe, maker of all things. You taught us about it this morning with the finger of love, and our eyes flew wide open, and we saw another day that we had never seen before, one that we never will see again. And we want to say we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all of the goodness, Father God, that you bestow upon us on each day you sin. And you don't do any, you do nothing but good. And we want to say, Father God, we thank you. Also, Father God, right tonight, we want to ask you to bless the sick and the shut in. Those of the bereaved family as well. Bless them in such a way that you see them standing in need of. And Father God, we'll be ever careful to give you all the praise. And then, Lord God, we thank you for your darling son, Jesus, the one that died on Calvary's cross, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Father God, one day that we might cross over into the golden sand. And Father God, when we get down to the river of Jordan, and we stick out our sword in the golden sand, and we ask that you would shape the word as a vessel at the Jordan, bury our souls on the cross in the beautiful land, where we will rest, rule, and abide with you henceforth, now, forevermore, that the church say, amen. Thank God for the journey. And as I said, y'all, this is a special study tonight. I don't have nothing great of announcement, nothing than the usual announcement. I know that on this Sunday we are at the end of another month, y'all. The first Sunday coming up, I will be at my first Sunday church at New Salem CME with the pastor, my buddy and friend, Reverend Ernell Wilburn, head steward there, Brother Faith Clark. And we will have our service on this first Sunday, this coming Sunday, at 11 o'clock. A.M., 11 o'clock a.m., those in local, you know, if you ain't got nowhere to go first Sunday, come on up there to New Salem. But if you can't make it to New Salem, my church, Annie Yawk, we will be in service. My church, Annie Yawk Missionary Baptist Church, we will be in service. And my pastor, Reverend Christopher Williams, right there, and the head deacon there, is Deacon Harry Richardson, my buddy. And everything, we all deacons and everything, but they will be in service also. So if you're on your way to New Salem, and your car don't have enough gas to get to New Salem, it might make it out of y'all. They're gonna pull in out of y'all parking lot and get out and go on in. They'll be there, but make it to one of them if you can. God be the glory. On second Sunday, if the Lord say so, this month we'll be back in the Resurrection Sunday. And I shouldn't have to tell everybody what Resurrection Sunday is. And as I said, I was going to speak something about Resurrection Sunday on last week. But as I told y'all, sometimes you need to take friendly advice. When people know, people can see you when you can't even see yourself. See, I remember y'all before I got sick, I was running 24/7 sometimes. I could do it. I had strength. But I remember when I first got sick, I got a buddy. I'm not afraid to call his name. He's a preacher now, Reverend Carnell Shingle. Told me right there in my hospital room, Doc, he said, you're going to have to change, man. He said, your body now ain't going to do that no more. All that stuff you piled on yourself, the way you used to carry it, doing all this running, you're not going to be able to do that, man. You're going to have to get some rest. Well, guess what? This boy thought I could still do it like that. And I thought I was doing okay until I got a double portion. See, not only did I get sick in 2018 and knock me down, but when I started coming back up, I was yet. Because I went right back to church in April of that same year. I went back to church. I did not break at all. I went straight back to doing what I was doing. And he had told me that I was going to have to stop. See, that's why you got to listen to people. They know. He was a diabetic. And he said, you're a diabetic now. You're going to have to take care of yourself. You're going to have to get rest, man. I didn't believe it. And so in 2020, guess what? I had a relapse. Had another case of gangrene. Like it took the other leg. It did take the left leg and went to the right leg. See, this, because why? Didn't pay attention. Didn't listen to instructions. And then if you fool around with certain people, let me tell y'all something. And I know, Hammer Man, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I know you know. Bunny should know too. But I know you know. You cannot extend yourself to thinking about what people gonna. If you ever get concerned about what certain people gonna think about you for telling the truth, you is fighting a losing battle. You should never be afraid to bear witness to the truth. If you cannot bear witness to the truth, you should never. If you got to shade the truth from people in order to get along with them, in order for them to come to your channel, whether you be pain, if you got to walk on all this cotton around folk in order for them to do certain things for you, let them go. You don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need that. Yes, sir. Yeah, you know. I know you know. And that's not going to try to tell people this is a special study tonight. I'm going to let the computer do the reading. I'm going to let the computer do the reading. But I want y'all to listen to these few scriptures. It ain't about 11. And then I'm going to say what I got to say, some things, and hopefully it will clear some things up. In other words, but you can't make people be brave, y'all. You can't make people have a backbone. If they ain't got no backbone, they just ain't got one. They afraid to stand up to certain folks. But this boy here, I ain't never been afraid to stand before nobody. I tell you exactly what I got to say. And if I'm telling you the truth, I would tell you and the president too. It don't make no difference with me. Because, see, I'm just like that. If I got to tell a lie for you to get along with me, or I got to walk around cotton around you just because you're going to get a bad attitude. I don't need that in my life. I know I don't. But at any rate, I'm going to the book of Thessalonians tonight and hopefully I can show and share this with somebody that will listen. And this is 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. And I'm going to let the computer do the reading. I'm going to do all from the verse 1 through 12. Listen up carefully.
1 Thessalonians 4. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another, and indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing.
Amen. Amen. Now I pray to God that whosoever might come to tonight or some other time, listen to that scripture that they read there. Now it's saying a lot. Saying a lot. But some of it, I'm not going to even touch on. But it's one thing that this scripture is telling us, and it's at the very end. And if we would pay our close attention to that, what the Apostle Paul was saying here, it would save us a whole lot of pressure and a lot of stress. And this is it right here. This is what y'all want to look at. Look what he said. But we beseech you, brethren. This is what Apostle Paul said now. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more, and that you study to be quiet. In other words, keep your mouth closed up. Study to be quiet and to do your own business. Y'all hear that? That's a commandment. That ain't no suggestion. You mind your business. Let's read it again. Apostle Paul said, we beseech you, brethren, that you increase the more and more. It's unholy for you to mind other folks' business. And excuse me there, y'all, that's a little bit. He said, but we beseech you, brethren, the more and more that you increase, that you study to be quiet and to do your own business. To work with your own hands as we commanded you. See, if the scripture says a man does not work, neither should he eat. See, so you ain't got no time to be taking care of nobody's business but yours. Well, you myself are an example. I got some buddies, keyboard friends of mine, been friends for over 40 some odd years or more. I don't go to them bar church and tell them how to play for their choir. That's their choir. That's their church. I can't go down there and tell them messing up. I can't go to Daryl and say, Daryl, you need to do this, you need to do it. Or go to Paul to tell Paul what he needs to do for his church. My church is New Salem on First Sunday and Antioch, the rest of them. Those are the two churches where my business is at. So therefore, I take care of business there. Not at Spring Creek. And neither as Sardis. I don't pray for them. Now, if they ask me something, then I can tell if I got something that I can assist them with, anything that they want from me, they will ask me. But I'm not going to tell y'all just like my professor in high school used to tell us. If ain't nobody ask you to say nothing, shut up. If ain't nobody ask you nothing, you shut your mouth. You ain't got nothing to do with it. It ain't your business. But we cannot learn that. We got to take care of, I don't care if I walk into a church, they can have 16 keyboards in there. I will not go to not one of them keyboards unless somebody in that church asks me to play. I just don't go in there just because I'm a keyboard player and go to them four keyboards. That's not my church. Let me tell y'all something. The Apostle Paul, it's trying to tell us to mind our own business. Let me tell you something. Y'all, we call ourselves a lot of us, and I don't mean no harm, but I'm going to take my glass off. I don't mean no harm, but I got to tell you the truth. A lot of us call ourselves a lot of things. We call ourselves this. We have given ourselves titles. We done gave ourselves positions inside the church and outside the church. We have given ourselves. See, I'm the minister of music. Yeah, but you don't know A from B flat. But yet and still you call yourself a minister of music. How can you be a minister of music and you don't know A from B flat? Wait a minute. I ain't through. Like I told y'all, I'm not afraid of the truth. And see, if anybody get mad, well, you just mad. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. How can you call yourself? A person told me one time, I'm a songwriter. I said, oh, you are? You're a songwriter. You are? I said, well, how many songs have you written? And then they said about one. I said, well, you're not a songwriter. A songwriter writes songs. You can't call yourself a songwriter just because you wrote a few words on a piece of tissue paper or a napkin and you called them some lyrics and you gave them to somebody else and they put some little music. They put a few chords to it and then you call yourself a songwriter. No, you're not a songwriter. Let me tell you something, Buster. You got to know. I ain't saying that you got to have a master in music theory. No, I'm not saying that. You ain't got to have a master in music theory and functional piano in order to songwrite, but you do need some knowledge of melody and harmony. If you don't have that basic knowledge, how can you be a songwriter? A songwriter writes songs. How can you be an author if you ain't never wrote a book? You can't be an author if you ain't never wrote a book. A doctor cannot, a surgeon can't call himself a surgeon if he ain't never operated on nobody. But we want to give ourselves these titles. Just because I got a camera right here, I'm looking at it right now. Just because I got a webcam on my computer and I can sit here and turn it on and do a video and do a little bit of video and upload it to video or upload that video to YouTube, that don't make me Steven Spielberg. Do you hear what I'm saying? That don't make me Steven Spielberg. I ain't never made no film. So what I'm trying to get us to see, to mind your business, if you would mind your business and whatever that is that God got you to do, put your whole heart in it and do that. Stop trying to do what somebody else does. That's what kills us. That's what kills us. You trying to take care of my business. You all in my business. And you don't even know what color the Kool-Aid is. You don't even know what flavor it is. But yet still, you're all in my business, trying to tell me how to run my thing. You need to get you something to do. That's what the Apostle Paul was trying to tell us, y'all. And see, me, I know music theory. Pretty good, pretty good. I'm pretty good at it. But even myself, I know how to write songs, but I can't call myself a songwriter because I don't do it enough. But yet and still, all right, I got a channel. I got channels on YouTube. I got pages on Facebook. Some of them pages, I don't never put nothing to it. Some of the pages on channels on YouTube, I ain't did nothing for a long time. But I got the channel, but I ain't put nothing on it. So in other words, difficult. I got to get to. I got three in here. I got two acoustic and electric. I ain't played them in over a week or more. But still, I still can say that I play a little guitar kind of like the fundamental. But I still got a long way to go. I cannot call myself a guitarist until I'm able to do all the things that will be done by a guitarist to call myself proficient at the instrument. And so just because you got a little knowledge of a thing, that don't make you no expert. That's what I'll be trying to tell some of my counterparts. And I try to teach my church members. I try to tell them, you stay in your lane. Whatever that God has given that for you to do, do just that. Because people will come and people will go. I look at the Bible study. I done seen people go, and I done seen them come. I'm used to that. And like I said, you cannot, most people, you can't depend on no way. But especially when the truth, when you start hitting them with the truth, and they think that if you say something kind of a little bit out of what they think is right for them, and they want to judge you now and make you look bad, they'll ease on to the next thing. Well, guess what? My great-grandmama told me I never lost a friend that I ain't never really had anyway. Never lost a friend I never really had anyway. So when God get the moving people out of your way, take it for that. God knows who need to be connected to you. He knows who need to be connected to you, and he knows who don't need to be connected to you. When people give you the cold shoulder and they want to be left alone, let them go. Let them go with bells on. You don't need that. But don't ever compromise the truth to get along with somebody. If they don't want the truth, let them go. Because if you start compromising, you'll be compromising from now on out. But you need to mind, as Paul said tonight, mind your own business. That's what we need to do. If I didn't ask you anything, don't tell me that. I had a professor in high school told us that. He said, ain't nobody asked you to say nothing. So why are you talking? And we had him, I had a cousin, he was good at jumping up saying stuff out the wall. And his name was Mr. Presley. I never will forget Mr. Presley. God bless him. He's going on now. But he'll tell you right quick, you know, you sat down. Ain't nobody asked you to say nothing. And that was a good point he made. When you are asked to say something, then you say something. But if, why are you there keep giving me your opinion if I ain't asked you for it? That's why I don't try to tell people what to do. Now, if they ask me, I don't mind trying to give people some solid advice if they ask me. But if you ain't asked me in your business, just boy, I never ask you nothing about your business because it ain't none of my business. If you like, I love it. If you like it, I love it. That's why I didn't do that Bible study on last week, because I took the advice of my baby sister and my brother-in-law. They said, you just need some rest. And so I was just about to do the Bible study. It was just about time to do it. One man said, you killed and canceled that Bible study. And that's exactly what I did. And I got up there and got me some rest. At least I tried to. I tried to get it. I tried to. But some people, but like I said, I let it, it was my decision to do that because it was the right decision. It wasn't there because somebody, certain folks said it. But wherever the truth come from, if you ain't afraid of the truth, you'll listen to it. And so tonight, I'm going to say, I was last Tuesday night, and like I said, y'all, I could have did the Bible study last Tuesday night, but I canceled. But I needed the rest. And so tonight, I feel a ton better. And I thank God. See, I was able to put my all in all into this Bible study, whereas if I don't try to do it last week, I'd have been a little sluggish and a little draggy. We've got to learn, y'all, that we got to listen to somebody. We got to listen to somebody. And so, like I told you, Brother Allen, man, I always say it. Want to know this? I don't try to force anybody's hand. I don't twist anybody's arm. I don't make no great big announcements about these Bible studies. People know I do Bible studies. I've been doing Bible 17 years. People know I'm on the internet doing their Bible study. I've been doing it too long. You know they know about it. But like I say, people do what they want to do. You cannot force anybody to take part. And, hell, man, you do pain. A lot of people know that you pain. But you only have your only certain folk that going to come and show up for your pain. And you know it. You have to do everybody. Because like I said, everybody's not with you. Everybody's not in your corner. But they want you to grab everything they send by. They throwing stuff at you all day long. They want you to grab that. But because, like I say, you got to do your business. See, I'm a Bible teacher. And I'm a Bible studier. I'm a musician. And I got other things. I'm really and truly My whole day can be consumed with everything that I have to do. I ain't got time to take care of nobody else's business. I ain't got time to worry about what nobody else doing on their channel. If I can help you, I will, if I can. But other than that, I can't worry about what Benny Hinn doing on his YouTube channel. I got to take care of Mini Man channel. I can't worry about all that because we're in the same thing. We working for the same person. So, well, not a person. No, God is not a man. I keep on telling people that, too. God is not a man. But you know what I'm talking about. But at any rate, I just wanted to say that Miniman is back to the masses. Those of you that might come on and see the video a little, at a little bit later time, I am back. And doing it, I'll print a wrap on them. I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I got still a little bit. I'm still, you know, dealing with a little congestion. It ain't much. I'll eventually get rid of it all. Or it'll come on out. And something that's asking me y'all to continue to pray for me. And I will continue to pray for each and every one of y'all. And those, like I said, those that are not with you, they are not with you. I'm just telling you straight up, those that are not with you, they're just not with you. Ain't no sense you worried about that. Don't ever try to force people on. Don't twist nobody's arm to get on your program. You just do what God told you to do. And it'll be blessed. It'll be blessed because, like I say, everybody's not on the side. And so until the next video, next Bible study, whichever comes first, I'm going to end this thing in the proper way. So may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and rule and abide with these people against for nine forevermore. Let everybody say amen. God bless y'all. Come to the next Bible study next week if the Lord say so. Peace and good night. Thank you.